This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels once again, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Blossom Benedict, who is a singer, actress, vocal coach, and access consciousness facilitator who has brought the revolutionary tools of Gary Douglas's Right Voice for You to 14 countries in the last 3 years. Through this work, she has helped thousands of people to unleash their voices in the world by giving up the judgments that are holding them captive. Blossom, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, you're more than welcome. So, Blossom, I understand that you do travel the world teaching classes, which you call Right Voice for You. What are these courses and classes all about?
Yeah, so Right Voice for You is really about getting people to step out of their self-imposed limitations and beliefs that are keeping them playing small. The classes happen on a stage, but it's not a traditional speaking or singing workshop at all, because I'm not teaching people technique. In a lot of ways, I say I'm unteaching people, meaning, you know, if we can strip away all these layers that you think you have to show up as, you know, these things that you think you have to be, and get you back to your present, vulnerable self, I have found that everybody knows how to speak. Everyone knows how to be, and everybody really has a message to share with the world and a unique voice. So it's sort of unprogramming in a way, to help people really show up in the world.
And who would you say that the classes are best for?
Well, you know, when I started this work, it really was a lot of singers, performers, creative types. Now, I was doing this work. My background is musical theater, and I was living in New York, and I had a pretty successful career there. But what I really noticed was there was a difference between the people who were winning Tonys and who were like the top 1% of their craft. And to me, it wasn't just about technique. It was about these people had somehow mastered the ability to be themselves in front of other people while they were on stage, which I thought was extraordinary. So I really thought, if I could figure out how to be myself, how to not perform at all, not put on any costumes or tricks in front of an audience, how incredible would that be? And I am getting back to your question in sort of a roundabout way. So I ended up going, discovering this work because I didn't know of anybody who could teach you how to be in the world. So I stumbled upon this work of Gary Douglas called Access Consciousness, and he was working with performers and creatives specifically, and I could not believe how fast he was getting them really present and in their bodies. He was transforming these performers faster than anything I'd seen. So when I started facilitating the work, originally that was who was drawn to it, was singers, actors, writers who were interested in really taking their craft to the next level of vulnerability. But the more that I traveled and did this work, the more that I discovered that the biggest changes I have seen have been on people who might consider themselves housewives, you know, who think that they have no business being in the spotlight. And they discover, oh my goodness, I'm funny. Or I do know how to articulate that, or actually have a vision that could help or inspire somebody. So I have seen incredible changes with people like, you know, business executives who are always trying to get it right when they speak rather than connecting with their audience. Things like that. So it's really a wide range of people, but I'd say if you communicate with others and would love to have more ease in your own skin when doing that, this is a really different dynamic way of getting there.
Well, tell us, how did you get started in launching Right Voice for You?
Yeah, so as I mentioned a little bit, I was in New York. I was working as an actress and a singer there. I found this workshop. I worked with Gary Douglas, and when I got these tools, I just said, hey, would you allow me to take these into the world? Like, these need to be everywhere. This doesn't exist on the planet. So over the last 5 years, it sort of has been my baby. And we have been, I think, to over 14 countries now. And this message, I really would just like to get out to as wide an audience as possible.
Today, we are with Blossom Benedict, an Access Consciousness facilitator who has brought the revolutionary tools of Gary Douglas's Right Voice for you to 14 countries in the past 3 years here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Blossom, any examples of someone that has come to one of the classes and the results?
Yeah, I have two stories that come to mind when you ask that. And the first, I was just in India. And last month, and there was this woman, I think she must have been 85, and she was very sort of quiet, hunched over, very soft-spoken, and got her up on stage working in different ways, telling stories, and she really started to come out of her shell. But you never really know what someone will choose after they leave. And her daughter, actually, I saw in Venice last week at one of my courses, and she was there because she could not believe what had happened with her mother. And she had for me this full-page color article that had just been printed in the newsletter, in the local newspaper, about her mom. She does this practice called the bars. It's sort of like an energy healing technique. And her mom had gone from this quiet person with no clients to getting a full page spread on the front page of their local newspaper. So really, she was just like, you know what, I'm having this, I'm creating a business, even if I'm 85. And it was just so touching to see. And the other woman I just did a private session with about a month ago, and she works really in a corporate setting. She had to go give a speech at a big expo to a couple hundred techies in the software development industry. And, you know, my tools are really about not over-preparing. How do you connect with your audience? How do you know what will inspire them? How do you really show up as you? And she said, I don't know if these tools will work with this particular audience. They're so dry. But over an hour, we worked out some possibilities, and she really got it. And she sent me an email just the other day, and she said, you would not believe it. I did not believe it, but it actually worked. She said, I had couple people come up to me afterwards saying they actually got teary during my presentation and they were so excited to work with me. So again, a woman who thought, I cannot let go of my preparation. I cannot let go of my PowerPoint. And I said, I totally believe you can do this. Just stay present with them. It's a really inspiring moment for me. So.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. And lastly, given the opportunity here, what is one thing that you want the people to know?
I guess it would be that your voice matters and that you are enough. You know, we always think we have to go have this one more technique, this one more training, you know, and whether or not you get to Right Voice for you, I would like for you to know that you are enough as you came onto the planet with. You do know how to speak. You do know how to communicate. I have some tools to make that easier, but if you just trust yourself and stop stopping yourself, it will be a gift both to yourself, but ultimately to the world.
Well, certainly have enjoyed the time spent here this morning briefly. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information and also how they can be in contact with you as well?
Absolutely. So I have a website, blossombenedict.com. If you sign up there, I send out tools, videos, inspiration for having more ease, creating this life that I've been talking about. You can also connect with me on Facebook. I would love to meet you there, Blossom Benedict. And lastly, I have a set of video tools specifically about showing up, and that is at rightvoiceforyou.com. You can sign up there. Lots of free training information to get this into the world.
Awesome. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or final tip for the listeners this morning?
I'd say lower your barriers, meaning anything that makes you think you have to defend or protect yourself. and invite people to you when you're having a conversation, rather than push your ideas and thoughts at them. Invite them to you instead. It will dynamically change the way that you communicate with others.
Blossom, thank you so much for the time spent with us here this morning, and come back anytime.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. We've been speaking with Blossom Benedict, who is a singer, actress, vocal coach, and access consciousness facilitator, who has brought the revolutionary tools of Gary Douglas's Right Voice for You to 14 countries in the past 3 years, while helping thousands of people to unleash their voices in the world by giving up the judgments that are holding them captive. And the websites of reference, once again, is blossombenedict.com, as well as rightvoiceforyou.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.